Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for your great love that sent Jesus to wake us up. I thank you. He came and he's given us understanding to know him who is true. And I thank you, Lord, we can only know when we have surrendered and come into the kingdom and we can hear and then we can experience your goodness. Thank you for the eyes of our understanding being enlightened to hear you, to walk in the goodness that you've laid out for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 8, verse 4 to 8. While a large crowd was gathering and people were coming to Jesus from town after town, he told this parable. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seeds, some fell along the path. It was trampled on, and the birds ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seeds fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. Still, other seeds fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than was sown. When he said this, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear."
Hallelujah. Here we just see, you know, Jesus is preaching the kingdom because that's where he came from. That's what he represents. And that's what he's made available for us all now. And we can just, you know, see in the beautiful prophetic words that were proclaimed by both his mother, and she proclaims the heart that is necessary to house the goodness of God and then manifest the goodness of God, because she carried Jesus, the seed of life that has come for us all. And so you see the boundary lines that she stayed in. And to stay in those boundary lines, she had to hear. That is what God requires. And that's why that thing is here that Jesus emphasizes here after the parable of the seed and the sower. You as ears, let him hear. We've got to hear. And then also, it's all in Luke chapter 1, Zechariah, John's father, where he speaks about Jesus and he speaks about what he's doing. He's lifting up the humble. He's there to bless and bring about his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And so we can go on in Luke and we can see the master copy that came here, came from heaven, came from the kingdom to preach the kingdom, let the kingdom be seen and heard in a flesh and blood body. How did he proclaim the kingdom at first? He grew in wisdom and knowledge, and he found the favor that God had for him. And so it was hearing. If you don't hear, you can't enjoy the wisdom, the goodness, the plan, and the purpose of God. And then last of all, where he's speaking in John chapter 10, where he speaks to his disciples and that, and he proclaims his sheep hear his voice, and he leads them, and he leads them into the divine plan that he's got for their lives. And then he says there will be others as well, and those are us, those of us that have known the realities has been made available, and we've been drawn in, and now we're listening on a daily basis. And that's because understanding is so important. That's what the first part of the parable spoke about. If we're not going to understand the goodness of God is available, and it comes through drawing close, and it comes through listening, and it comes to perseverance, all the things that the parable tells us. We're going to read more of that as we go on tomorrow and the days that follow. But arise and shine. Go take note of this, the beauty that is available. Take note of the goodness that is here, and then draw close on a daily basis and hear so that your soul may live. Amen. He who hears my word and does it is like a wise man building his house on the rock. So hear, because you have a heart, a spirit that longs for the goodness of God. So draw close so he can draw close to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.